Well, Brian Baldinger from the NFL Network, and who does a lot of work with us here, Eagles Television Network, WIP, he's on 97.5, he's on these days, and rocking and rolling, and nobody knows the NFL like he does. And obviously, he is focused in on the Philadelphia Eagles as we bring him into the studio here. Brian, let's talk a little bit about the Eagles, not only the draft weekend, but what they've accomplished in all these months since Chip Kelly became the head coach. When you look at this team, what do you see from a roster standpoint from then till now?
Well, it's been a total, almost a complete makeover, Dave. I mean, you know, they filled a lot of, you know, it's not easy to transition from a 4-3 defense to a 3-4. I mean, it's really a lot of different positions. I think they unloaded a lot of players that just never really, either they got old or they just didn't perform, and they've replaced them with a lot of younger players. I think they've gotten a lot bigger, and I think that was a priority to this regime, is to get bigger. When they walk off the bus, they get off the airplane, they go through the airport, they look like a bigger, tougher football team right now. So I think they've done that. I think they've added a lot of good pieces. So, you know, it's anytime you have a coaching change, there's a transition, and the transition is underway.
Let's talk about the draft. Lane Johnson, super athlete. Everybody talks about how he will fit into what Chip Kelly wants to do from an up-tempo standpoint. You're a former NFL offensive lineman. Give us your scouting report on Lane Johnson.
Well, I mean, you know, the thing is that he's got all the tools, Dave. He's got all the tools to be as good as he wants. And he's got a good teacher there in Jeff Statlin. And I think the system is going to be fun. I mean, I think it's going to be a real heavy zone blocking system, you know, which I think is going to favor these two running backs that they have. I mean, I think that Lane Johnson is going to really, they're going to play to his strengths. They're going to put him in space. They're going to, he's going to be able to cut off the backside. I mean, I just have a feeling that if Jason Peters comes back healthy and you put Lane Johnson at the other side, I mean, they could be the most athletic set of tackles in the league. And that's a prerequisite when the entire league, Dave, is going to play in the game right now in the perimeter and not 3 yards in a cloud of dust. Those days are over in the NFL.
You know, I was calling and hoping that the Eagles would address offensive line early in the draft, Baldy, and I just think that if the pieces come together and if Jeff Stoutland is as good as the Eagles believe he is as an offensive line coach, we could be back in a situation where this is one of the better offensive lines in the league. Do you agree with that?
Well, I thought 2 years ago, the last half of the season, I thought they were one of the top five lines in the league. I mean, they really, really played well. I mean, that's the year that LeSean had 20 touchdowns, 17 of them running, and you know, the key to being a good offensive line, Dave, is can you protect on 3rd and 13 when you have to? And can you get a yard when you got to get a yard, whether it's short yardage, whether it's goal line, you know, whether it's for a first down, whether it's a 4-minute drill to run out the clock? I mean, they couldn't do any of that last year. They could do it the second half of the season 2 years ago. And they have a chance to be better this year.
Are you getting an understanding, Brian, as the Eagles add some pieces in free agency? James Casey, tight end, fullback, move player. Zach Ertz, tight end, move player. Even Matt Barkley, we'll see how he develops from the fourth round standpoint. But do you feel you have a better sense and maybe can articulate to us what Chip is going to do offensively here?
Well, you know, if I can, I'll try here, Dave. But it's really what happened in college football, it's happening in the NFL. And what it is, it's just a numbers game. It's a numbers game. It's, okay, you've got three tight ends on the field. They're all on the right side of the line. Now two of them shift to the other side. How does the defense match up? All those kind of things happen. Now, can the defense match up when you're playing a play every 12 or 15 seconds? And so it's a numbers game. The tight ends shift the field. They shift the strength. Okay, now out of that, just much like San Francisco and New England has shown, from that, are you tipping your hand to throw it or to run it? And really, the tight ends, you don't know. If they're good blocking tight ends like they are in New England and San Francisco, you're not really sure how to play it. And then if you're playing really, really fast, you really take the advantage away because the defense doesn't know if you're running or if you're passing. And then, secondly, can they match up with the numbers that are now just moved to the other side of the line of scrimmage? And so there's a lot to try and digest defensively when all those things are happening to you.
And so calling the signals for the Eagles, I mean, the job responsibilities at the quarterback position, we kind of always thought, hey, run this read option, very mobile quarterback. That may not be the case. I mean, what characteristics are important to find the right quarterback for this scheme, Brian?
Well, you know, I always thought that your quarterback is an extension of your head coach. And just the time that you've been around Chip, one thing about Chip, and it's a totally difference from the other regime, is this guy thinks quickly, and he thinks quickly on his feet. And he talks quickly, but he processes information very quickly. And that's what your quarterback has got to be able to do. They've got to be able to see when he's making the call at the line of scrimmage, do the defense move? Is there four guys to the side of the line of scrimmage here? If there's four over here, there's only three over here, we're going to the weak side. I mean, all those things you've got to do very, very quickly. And the job of the quarterback now, it's not about huddling up anymore and calling the play. It's about seeing it at the line of scrimmage. Peyton's been doing it for a while. Obviously Brady's been doing it, Matt Ryan. To a degree, Joe Flacco can do it. I mean, you've got to process. The whole game now is played at the line of scrimmage, and you're looking at the defense, and basically what you studied for all week and all off season now is to get the right play in at the right time and knowing what your options are each and every down.
Okay, so that means that you've got to be smart, you've got to be accurate, you've got to make good decisions.
Say that again, Dave.
You got to be smart, you got to be accurate throwing the football, and you've got to make good, quick decisions.
But the whole key to playing quarterback in this league and being a top-flight quarterback, how quickly can you process information? How accurately can you throw the ball, and how tough are you? Can you stay in there and take a hit and deliver the ball accurately? After you've done all this 4G type speed of decision making that you got to have.
Brian, we talked earlier in the offseason about becoming more physical defensively. You thought that was one of the themes of the free agency period when the Eagles added so much to the defense. They go in and add five players to the defense here in the draft. Your thoughts on what it might look like for Bill Davis on that side of the football?
Well, I think they've got two guys that can really kind of help them out right away. I mean, I think Benny Logan is going to be a rotation guy. I mean, every team in this league right now, from the Baltimore Ravens on down, maybe not so much San Francisco, but Baltimore, I mean, they rotated eight guys up front. And that's what you got to do. So I think Benny Logan right now can come in there and play a five-technique defensive end. He can play a nickel pass rusher. So I think they're going to get value there. And they needed a safety in the worst way. And I think Earl Wolf was a guy a lot of people had basic. You're going to see a lot of fifth-round picks in this league. In this draft, Dave, they're going to be starters in this league and good players. Now, the Eagles have had great success with fifth-round picks with Trent Cole and Brent Celek, and I think Earl Wolf has a real good chance. He doesn't have to start right away, but it's not going to surprise me to see him start. I mean, he's going to learn from Kenny Phillips and Patrick Chung and some veteran guys that have played a lot of good football in this league. They've had a hard time staying healthy. I think Earl Wolf's going to have a chance to be a really good football player. It was a great draft for safeties. It's no knock being drafted where he was. But I think you're going to get immediate help from both those players in this particular draft. Now, I mean, there's other guys that they picked up, Poyer, who dropped because of a bar fight, whatever. But, you know, he's a big corner. Everybody's looking for big corners because everybody wants to play defense the way Seattle played defense last year. Literally just tie up receivers at the line of scrimmage and not let them get started. And so they'd love to be able to do a little bit of that with what they got there.
Brian, do you think the Eagles are making the right moves, moving in the right direction, that they've caught up in a little bit here in the NFC East?
Yeah. I mean, I think any time your offensive line has the potential to be as good as the Eagles, you're immediately in the fight. Your quarterback immediately is going to become a better football player. Their best player in LeSean McCoy has a chance to regain the form that made him one of the league's best runners and receivers 2 years ago. So, I mean, immediately right there, you can control the line of scrimmage. When you could do that in this league, Dave, you can compete each and every week. They couldn't do that once they had the injuries mounted a year ago, and so it was just a downhill and then all the turmoil that they had. But I just expect the Eagles to compete for the NFC East title from week one. On Monday night against the Washington Redskins. There's no reason why they can't win the East, none whatsoever.
Brian, do you find Chip Kelly to be as compelling as so many of us do? I mean, everybody hangs on every word, scrutinizes every move. He's really fascinating to watch early in his time here in Philadelphia.
He reminds me, I know these comparisons are going to start coming in, but he reminds me a lot, an awful lot of the way Jimmy Johnson came into Dallas. He's got a swagger. He talks fast. He thinks fast. He has no fear. He's extremely confident. But he's going to create his own mark. I like everything about Chip. I really do. I like his energy that he brings. It's all football, but it's a refreshing take on what football can be. It's not Tom Coughlin where he's just sticking it down your throat. It's just a different, has a different refreshing feel to it. I know refreshing and football doesn't often go together, but I there's a place for Chip Kelly in this league.
Well, we can't wait to just keep watching this process grow and this roster develop and this football team to come together. Brian Baldinger, NFL Network, thank you so much for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, and keep up the great work.
Thanks, Dave.
All right, Brian, thank you.